It was a apparent male threat in most of the cases, went to members of the media, went to politicians on Capitol Hill. Has any pattern formed here in terms of who might be doing this and what the motivation is?
I still don't think there's enough evidence at this particular point in time to make a definitive conclusion. However, something inside of me still thinks that it is a domestic individual who is doing something that's just plain evil to cause additional terrorism and additional panic.
What tells you that? What makes you suspect that?
I nobody has come forward yet, and maybe the link, as we say, follow the dots, might come forward after the evidence that's in the Patrick Leahy envelope is open. I think that in order to look at the inhalation anthrax in terms of how it's aerosolized, the different folks do it different ways. They re-engineer the cell wall. The only thing I can compare it to that's easier to understand is static cling. When you spray something, it no longer clings. Well, this is what we need to do with the anthrax bacteria, because normally it clings together and it falls down. Whereas if we can aerosolize it, re-engineer that cell wall so it doesn't stick together, then we have a real problem. And different people do that different ways. The three main folks that come up, of course, are sources, because the United States has worked with some, so have the Russia, and so has Iraq. And I think if we look and determine how that cell wall was engineered to further aerosolize it, I think we'll probably be in another direction.
Let's focus our attention again. You mentioned the importance of the Patrick Leahy letter. If I understand this correctly, that will be the only letter that investigators have had that they are getting to open for themselves that wasn't previously open in some office. What would you expect they would find, and what would be the bonanza there that would really turn this investigation around?
I think the bonanza in that is they're looking at it now and taking so long. I know there's some criticism of the length of time it's taken to open this, but I think forensic investigators have to be very, very careful on how they handle this particular piece of evidence. It could be the mother load in terms of what they have. If, in fact, that stamp is not an adhesive stamp, but one that had to be wet, either through saliva, they have to figure out a way to get perhaps some DNA sample from that. Why anybody would use saliva to seal that envelope in a case like this, I don't know, but that's always a possibility. So everybody has to be really cautious. The other thing is also the anthrax itself, that the spores that could be inside may lead investigators in a direction that has light at the end of the tunnel, rather than just a confusing direction that it's going in now.
Bill Gavin, a former FBI assistant director, thank you so much for taking your time on your weekend and joining us today.